Make the choice to begin anywhere in your life, and the journey has started.
We exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize.
And along the way, you can inspire others and be inspired.
But now there's a new generation of scholars, and I am among them.
If you really want to know who you are and what you are capable of, Howard is the choice for you.
Take a moment. Listen to the stories by joining the president of Howard University, Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, and his guest on The Journey.
The Howard University Bison STEM Scholars Program, BSSP, offers full undergrad scholarships to incoming freshmen who joined a multi-year program and successfully matriculate. With an average SAT score of 1384 and an average ACT score of 30, this year's cohort far exceeds national averages. Each student has committed to pursuing a PhD or combined MD-PhD. They represent some of the world's most academically excellent students. This institution remains committed to our institutional goal to become the preeminent producer of undergraduate students who go on to earn doctorate degrees in STEM disciplines from the diaspora. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guests today on The Journey are Ronald Smith, the director of the Bison STEM Scholars Program, and two members of Cohort 3, Maya Brown and Devontae Kerr. Welcome. So let me first start with Mr. Smith. So currently, the current group coming in is going to consist of 16 women and 14 men. There's a lot of coverage in news about the plight of the African-American male, especially with regards to education and STEM. And clearly, you've been able to go out and recruit students and recruit these African-American males, which debunks the myth that they don't exist.
That's absolutely true. In fact, it was rather startling to learn that there was a decline in African-American males, and particularly in STEM. And we've seen actually an increase in the number of males. They were outnumbered in the two earliest cohorts, and this is the closest that we've come, but it represents an increase in the male students in our program, and that's a big plus.
So before I address Mr. Kerr and Ms. Brown, you clearly have been the quarterback of this program, and we're happy to have you here. But tell us a little bit about how you got here in the first place. What's your own interest in STEM education?
Well, my interests are much greater than STEM. I've been in higher education now for almost 40 years. And probably what I've enjoyed focusing on most is helping young people to identify opportunities that are available to them, particularly if they get an education. And so my focus on young people caused me to have a change in terms of career focus. I thought I'd reached the pinnacle of my career when I became a vice president of student affairs at a community college, only to find out after accepting the job here, everything that I'd done up to this point was really preparing me for this job. And it has made a world of difference. The focus on young people and helping them to be the best that they can be, and then having the kind of access that a program like this provides, has made a world of difference.
So with that in mind, Mr. Kerr, tell us a little bit about your background. Do you have siblings? Where did you grow up?
So I'm Devontae Kerr. I grew up in, for the most part, Jamaica, Queens, other than this little gap in my life between first and fifth grade where I lived in Baltimore, Maryland.
What interested you in STEM disciplines? What in high school or in middle school were you exposed to that first made you realize that this was something exciting and something I would want to participate in?
In middle school, I was in the seventh grade, and at the end of the year, they usually had us go through state exams to see where we were at. And after one of the exams, my social studies teacher had given us a presentation of the movie Gifted Hands about Ben Carson, the famous neurosurgeon who performed an outstanding surgery. After that, seeing an individual come up from humble beginnings with a single mother and really propel himself in the world and make a difference really pushed me forward. So after seeing that movie, I continued to do research about neurosurgery, how many years it would take. A lot of people had been telling me, oh, it's going to take 8 years. That's a very long time. And are you sure you want to do this? And I was pretty sure I was going to do it. I'm been supported by my family members, my mother, my father. Everybody's been telling me you can do this, and I realized that I can make a difference in the world the same way Ben Carson did if I go into a STEM field.
So, Ms. Brown, you're from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Yes.
What was it like growing up, and what were your first impressions of school, elementary school and middle school?
Growing up in Chesapeake was very interesting. It's not a particularly interesting city. It was actually voted third most boring city in the U.S. a couple years ago, and me and my friends often joked about it.
That's a little harsh.
Yeah.
I've been in Chesapeake. Yeah. It's a fun place.
So it was interesting growing up there, but my parents wanted me to be in a city with a good public school system, and they put that as most important with choosing where to live. So I would say I enjoyed my time in Chesapeake, though I wanted something more exciting, but living there was good for me because I was interested in STEM at a young age, and I was introduced to STEM, like Mr. Smith pointed out before. Elementary and middle schools in my area were really focusing on showing STEM to young students, and my first introduction to STEM was the first Lego League team, and that group in my school mainly focused on biomedical engineering. So that was my first initial introduction to STEM, and that was my first interest in STEM. And like Devontae said before, he watched Gifted Hands, and that was a movie that I was introduced to as well. And that was my first interest in introduction to neuroscience.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are Mr. Devontae Kerr and Ms. Maya Brown, two students from Howard University's Bison STEM Scholars Program, and the director of that program, Mr. Ronald Smith. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So just to switch gears a bit, I have a daughter who, is now a teenager, and she is not very excited about working in groups with boys because her explanation a few years ago was that boys take control and then they mess it up and then we girls have to fix it, is her description. And unfortunately, I think that she may have some insights into the world and what needs to be fixed with the world. Right. So having said that, were you ever discouraged from pursuing this because of your gender?
I would say in a classroom setting, I wasn't discouraged from it directly, but oftentimes your male counterparts, they don't let you speak and they don't let you express yourself, and your voice is often diminished. So you really just have to fight to get your voice heard. So I wouldn't say it was discouraged, but you more so have to advocate for yourself because you are female more than a male would have to.
Right, and we intend to remove that barrier. That's one of the purposes for having this program. We want to have more women in STEM, obviously, and we want to make sure that the norm is that people expect for you to be there and that you don't have to fight, that description of fight. What are your long-term goals when you look at career and opportunities ahead of you?
My original long-term goal was to only go to medical school, and it wasn't until I was introduced to Bison STEM that I even heard of doctors, you know, pursuing research. So my long-term goals now are pursuing an MD, PhD in neuroscience and pursuing research in the future.
All right. And again, when we look at MD, PhDs, that's an even smaller cohort and a field that definitely needs diversification. How many MD, PhDs have each of you met of color? Starting with you first, Ms. Brown. Have you ever met someone with an MD, PhD who was a person of color, and how many of them have you met?
Yes, I have met MD, PhDs through Bison STEM. My first summer here at Howard in the Summer Bridge program was my first introduction to MD, PhDs, and we met students that had gone through the Meyerhoff program at UMBC, and we met a number of MD, PhDs, maybe 15 to 20, and that was my first introduction to MD, PhDs.
And that's good. I mean, that's part of what the program, I think, provides, that exposure, so that you recognize that you can see yourself in that future. What about you, Mr. Kerr? We know that you're interested in neurosurgery long-term, and you're clearly are very focused on getting there. I've had the pleasure myself of meeting Dr. Carson when he was still an active neurosurgeon, and I credit mm-hmm. him with giving me advice. I was a student here at Howard and just reached out to him out of the blue because my mother loved his book as well, Gifted Hands, and I went up to Baltimore and met him. He took mm-hmm. an appointment with me and convinced me that I should do general surgery. And the reason I had a question is because I have sickle cell, and I was wondering about the rigors of the training, et cetera. You know, and so he did encourage me to continue to pursue it. What is your perception of how people view you in terms of doing STEM? And as you were coming through high school, growing up in Jamaica, Queens, you know, was it cool? Was it, you know, were you encouraged by others around you to do it, or were you dissuaded from doing it? You mentioned the length of years of training, mm-hmm. which certainly is long, but were there any other barriers that were put in front of you?
Well, I would say that I was one of the very few in my neighborhood or my community who really wanted to do anything concerning STEM. I realized as I look back, a lot of the people in my neighborhoods, in my community, they don't really have that exposure to STEM fields or what they can do if they go to college and get a degree. So me, along with just a few other of my friends, had really, my few other friends of color had really propelled themselves and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go get our MDs. And I wasn't really introduced to the idea of an MD, PhD until I decided to apply for the Bison STEM Scholars Program. And I remember applying solely for the purpose of trying to establish a full ride scholarship somewhere. And then after I applied, I was doing research, what is an MD, PhD? And I realized that it would bridge that gap between the clinical research and the research that's done in a lab. And I thought to myself, this is really cool. It's also gonna take a lot more time though. So after I got the acceptance letter from the program, I told people, and I got some support from some teachers because they just wanted to see me do better for me and my community and my family. My family was very supportive, but there were some people who had doubts because I had turned down opportunities from other schools to attend Howard.
And we're very grateful that you chose us because we do think that this is something that's important, that it's going to be, you know, altering. I mean, we obviously individually want to see everyone in this program succeed, but obviously part of the broader vision that Mrs. Smith can speak to is what do you want to see in terms of how we change these industries and the landscape? So as we wrap, I'm going to start with Ms. Brown. Why Howard?
Why Howard? I mainly chose Howard because I needed a change in my academic environment. I went to a predominantly black school, but the peers I was around, I was around at the time were mainly the peers that I was around in elementary and high school. I mainly had white peers because I was in the international baccalaureate program at my school. So I didn't have a good representation of what African American students could do in the classroom.
And Mr. Kerr, same question. Why Howard?
I realized the summer before I applied to Howard that there's so much more to black culture than playing basketball and not really using your full potential. And along with that, it was the Bison STEM Scholars Program that that really pushed me forward into coming to Howard, because I realized that at the moment, and I could probably still say to this day, I'm not the perfect student. However, I knew that the support that the Bison STEM Scholars Program would provide would allow me to become a better student and a better person as a whole.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been Bison STEM Scholar students, Devontae Kerr and Maya Brown, and the director of the Bison STEM Scholar Program here at Howard University, Mr. Ronald Smith. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.